Wisconsin has some of the nation's largest disparities in educational outcomes between Black and white students. Research shows that one way to help students of color is to get more diverse teachers in front of them. But a new report outlines just how difficult that is in Wisconsin, where 95% of teachers are white. WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman. Her latest report has the data on Wisconsin's teacher diversity problem.
What we found when we looked at sort of students and teachers of color as a whole over the last 10 years, the gap between the percentage of students of color and teachers of color has widened. As of 2019, about 30%, about a third of our students across Wisconsin are students of color, whereas our percent of teachers of color is less than 6%. And that appears to be widening.
Because the students are getting more diverse and the teachers are not.
Yeah, the teachers have increased just a little bit, like one percentage point in the last 10 years in terms of the number or the percent of teachers of color. But for the most part of the last 10 years, it's been about 95% of teachers are white, whereas our students of color as a group are growing. And that's a demographic trend that we're seeing kind of across the state, across the country.
You looked at school districts when it comes to urban districts, suburban, town, and rural areas. What do the racial gaps between students and teachers look like? And what's notable there?
The gap in urban areas is larger, but also those are the areas where there are more students and teachers of color. So those are the most diverse communities, but they also have the widest gaps. But in terms of the growth over the last 10 years, the growth in those gaps has been larger in the rural and suburban and town communities, which is something that we couldn't necessarily have predicted.
Right. This report also looks at a few of the potential educational roadblocks that people of color face on the pathway to becoming a teacher. There are fewer people enrolling in college and fewer people enrolling in teacher preparation programs specifically, and there's still a really wide high school graduation rate between white and Black students. So those are just some of the potential roadblocks that could contribute to the
exactly.
Teacher workforce diversity issues.
Yeah, there's sort of two points that we take out when you sort of zoom out and look at all of these trends all at once over the last 10 years. One is that as a percent of their overall group, students of color are increasing at each educational level. But at the same time, when you go from level to level, so from K-12 to high school graduates to college enrollees to teacher prep enrollees, you see the percent of students of color going down pretty significantly. The teacher pipeline narrows as you go through the educational process.
How have the Black Lives Matter protests and the national conversation that's happening right now about race issues and racism, how has that affected your view of this research? Is it going to change the questions that you're asking at all, or is it just making it even more of a relevant topic?
I think it's really going to make it more of a relevant topic. Equity and racial justice is an issue in education, and it has been for a long time. And that's part of what motivated us even undertaking this research when we first thought of it almost a year ago. As we talk about in the report, way before COVID happened, way before George Floyd was killed, far too few students in Wisconsin were graduating from high school, students of color, were graduating from high school and going to college and getting a bachelor's degree and deciding to go into teaching, you know. And so those were issues, those were racial equity and racial opportunity and justice issues that we knew we had to address. And I think like lots of areas, what's going on now just almost, it helps us feel the urgency that we should feel a little bit more.
Ann Chapman is a senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which is producing a series of reports on teacher diversity in the state. Chapman spoke with WUWM's Emily Files.